Today's business news starts with a different kind of Chinese export. At a Senate hearing yesterday, lawmakers called for stricter standards on U.S. toy makers importing from China after a summer that saw several big recalls of Chinese-made products. One Chinese company just announced it's going to be exporting something else to the U.S., jobs. The manufacturing firm Sany will open a plant outside Atlanta. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Susanna Capiluto reports.
Dozens of Chinese and Georgia officials sat in front of the state capitol to listen to Governor Sonny Perdue.
We are very pleased today to announce that Sany Heavy Industry, based in the Hunan province of China, has officially chosen Georgia to be home to its North American corporate headquarters.
Sany will build a $30 million plant in suburban Atlanta to make heavy construction equipment. The company's vertical concrete pumps are common at high-rise U.S. construction sites. Sany had $1.8 billion in sales last year and will bring up to 600 jobs to Georgia. Because of the recent Chinese product recalls, Sany chairman Wang Enliang felt compelled to tell reporters through an interpreter that Sany is safe.
I must tell you this, Sany Group's product has a very good quality.
Economists say Asian companies looking to expand into the U.S. favor the South, where land and labor are cheaper. Sany is the third Chinese company in recent months to come to Georgia, and an Indian company will open a data center here soon. Already, one in five Georgians has a job with a foreign-owned company. That globalization is just fine with Governor Perdue.
We hear oftentimes about outsourcing. My goal is to replace every job that goes with two jobs coming in.
This year, Georgia will spend $6 million to market the state to businesses around the world. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capiluto in Atlanta.